This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar. The projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. The Prime Minister will also address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation Course in Arambh 6.0. 653 officer trainees from 16 Civil Services of India and 3 Civil Services of Bhutan are part of the programme. In a major boost to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that about 4 crore poor people in the country have benefited from the Ayushman Yojana by getting treated without having to pay a single rupee. He added that every elderly person above 70 years of age in the country will get free treatment in the hospital by Ayushman via Vandana card. Mr. Modi highlighted that the card is universal and there was no restriction on income, be it poor or middle class or upper class. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal reached Riyadh last evening on a week-long visit to Saudi Arabia. The aim of the visit is to deepen the partnership between India and Saudi Arabia. Our West Asia correspondent reports Mr. Goyal will participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative, FII, in Riyadh, a prominent platform that convenes global leaders, investors and innovators. Later, he will attend a bilateral meeting with the Saudi Minister of Industry and Mineral Resources. Mr. Goyal will also inaugurate the Diwali Utsav celebration at the Lulu Hypermarket in Riyadh Avenue Mall, Miraba. In the afternoon, the minister will co-chair the Economy and Investment Pillar ministerial meeting at the Ministry of Energy. The United States has said that it is closely following the developments related to the India-China LSE agreement and also welcomes any reduction in tensions along the border. The remarks were made by State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller during a media interaction yesterday. India and China were locked in a tense military standoff along the LSE since June 2020, when troops of the two countries clashed in the Galwan Valley, resulting in casualties on both sides. The LSE patrolling agreement was announced just before the recently held 16th BRICS summit in Russia's Kazan that was attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and China's President Xi Jinping. Major hospitals in the national capital Delhi have made arrangements in case of any burning incidents during Diwali. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Delhi, Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Safdarjung Hospital have made the arrangements in this regard with special teams of doctors deployed. Talking to Akashwani News, head of the Burn and Plastic Surgery Department at RML Hospital, Dr. Sameek Bhattacharya said 10 to 15 beds have been kept vacant in the hospital to provide immediate treatment for fire accident patients. In women's cricket, India clinched 3-match series 2-1 against New Zealand as the hosts defeated the Kiwis by 6 wickets in the final match yesterday. Chasing the target of 233 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad, India concluded the match in 45th over with the help of Smriti Mandhana's century. Earlier, electing to bat first, New Zealand scored 232 runs. Scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polls in Maharashtra will be taken up today. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 20th of November. Candidates can withdraw their nominations until 1st of November. The Philippines is bracing for heavy rainfall from the new typhoon Kongrey, which threatens to develop into a super typhoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.